Well, not a lot to report since yesterday. We'll hit it today and start rolling through training camp. Long process, one step at a time. We had a long, long way to go. And hopefully we can get off to a good start with a good day today. That's the goal.
What have you noticed from Rob Gronkowski in terms of his approach, work ethic, coming back from what he was going through last year?
I mean, that was all pretty much over with by the start of the off-season program. So, just been trying to keep up with everybody else. We'll see how it goes.
Bill, in the Super Bowl, it seemed like conditioning was an advantage for you guys, especially in the second half. How much is year-long conditioning really start this time of year when you guys are running the hills and so forth?
Well, last year's last year. I mean, I don't really care about that. Right now, we're trying to get ready for this year. We've had an off-season, the off-season program, OTAs and all that. So hopefully the team's ready to work in training camp. That'll be another step in the building of our conditioning, which is, comes on a lot of levels, physical level, cardiovascular, contact, thinking quickly, reacting quickly in situations on the field. So that's all part of it. Yeah, so we're in that stage. That's part of training camp.
You can't control the weather, but would you like it to be a little bit warmer when you're talking about cardiovascular
issues? Whatever it is, it is.
Well, a few stories written this offseason about technology and some of the things that can be used by teams around the league to kind of track workload of players while they're out of practice and may help teams figure out when to dial back or when it's okay to maybe push a little harder. I don't know if that's something that you guys have delved into, but have you found that there are now implements that you guys can use to kind of help you in that regard, and have they been helpful?
I think in that world there's like 20 new products every day, so we've looked at some things. We use the things we feel are beneficial to us. There's probably 1,000 things out there. We probably use 2 of them. If we feel it's beneficial, we'll use it. A lot of it generates a lot of time, energy, a lot of numbers. There's a lot of great coaches, Chuck Knoll and Landry, and you can go right down the line, Hallis. Like, they won a lot of games. They seem to coach pretty well. Logarithms, exponential equations, and everything else under the sun. So, in the end, it's about blocking, tackling, fundamentals. We'll emphasize those.
Out on the practice fields before the gates even opened, there were 2 long lines of fans, waiting to get in. I know you're not focused on the crowd and stuff, but do you ever stop and think, like, this has become much bigger than what it was in 75 in Baltimore, or, training camp, to draw tens of thousands of fans to watch you practice?
I was in Denver. We were up at Colorado State, Fort Collins. I mean, what's that, 10,000 fans at practice? So, it varies from team to team. We were down in Atlanta, and they're really, you were down there, it's different. So, yeah, it's a good experience to the fans. You get to see the team under different conditions than game conditions, which is where most of it is. So, we get great support from our fans. So, they can be here, great. Say Giants practices. It didn't hold a lot at pace. Held more at Fairleigh Dickinson, but people take their week or 2 weeks vacation to come and watch us practice. I don't think I would be on that list, but there's a couple thousand. It was all it could hold. There wasn't as much space that's what we had. But like I said, at Denver and Fort Collins, there was a lot of space. I mean, there was, had to be 10,000 people. So.
Looking ahead a couple of days, but Raymond Claiborne is about to go into the team's Hall of Fame, and curious what your recollections are of Claiborne, specifically teamed with Mike Haynes, and that secondary, just what a good tandem of cornerbacks that was.
Yeah, really good. I mean, they had a lot of, you know, Patriots had a lot of great players in that day, and coached against them. You know, when I was at the Giants, they were a hard team to defend. Coach Fairbanks and his staff. Ernie and I have talked about it a lot. I mean, there was just a lot of talent here, a lot of great players. So, you know, I had Claiborne for a year in Cleveland, obviously at the end of his career. But, you know, great person, very professional. Good corner. Again, in those days, corners had a lot of formations weren't as spread out, so they were involved more in run force tackling than at times they are now. Not that they're not involved, but that was pretty, I mean, it was, I'd say, much, much higher. It was more prevalent then. So, but yeah, good all around player, could run, tackle, athletic, make great plays on the ball, good football player.
Bill, Bruce Arians wrote his book, which came out just a few weeks ago, and he spilled some secrets, which some people were surprised that he would do so well still coaching. Do you plan, given your appreciation of football history, do you plan to write a book before, with all your secrets, before you retire?
Yeah, really right now I'm just kind of focused on training camp and this season, so that's what I'm working on.
Mentioned yesterday there might be a roster update. Any chance there are some new faces out there today?
Yeah. Can we get on that? Yeah. But we're all over it.
Go for now.
Yeah, we'll get it all to you. Before practice. Don't want you to miss anything on instant facing. Hurry up and get it out there. I'm sure there's a lot of people that got to get their day started.
I had asked you about Gronkowski. Justin mentioned pretty much all that was in the rearview mirror at the start of the offseason program for him. Is the next step for him just the contact, the full pads, just to see how everything responds? To what he's coming back from.
I mean, he doesn't have any limits that I know of.
Bill, about Tom Brady, we all know how old he's going to be next week. I think with any quarterback around the league at that age, there would be talk about managing him a little bit through preseason, making sure he can stay healthy and ready to go for the regular season. Brady, even with his training regimen, do you envision handling him a little bit differently to make sure that he's fresh and ready to go for 16 games?
No, not really. I mean, last year we were in a different situation, so that was what it was. This year is we're not in that situation, so. You know, we have three players at that position. We need to get all of them ready, and that's what we'll try to do. Again, it's a short training camp relative to other, not last year, but, you know, relative to other years of my career. So we only have, you know, a handful of practices before we go up against Jacksonville and then Houston and Detroit, and then, you know, we're pretty much into the regular season. So. Honestly, there's probably not enough reps for the quarterbacks. We could give them more, but we don't, you know, we only have what we have, so we use the ones that we have the best that we can. But I think it'll be a challenge to get all three of them as ready as we'd like for them to be or as they'd like to be. But we'll do the best we can. We're working with the same opportunities as every other team in the league, so it's not I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it is what it is. It's a lot to get ready for. You know, we see a lot of defenses, a lot of coverages, a lot of, you know, nickel dime, some base defenses, odd fronts, even fronts, a lot of multiple things that it's a lot of volume out there. So it's not a lot of time to get ready for it, but like I said, we'll do the best we can.
And what about with Jimmy Garoppolo? Last year, obviously, you had a goal of getting him ready for the first four games. Now when he returns to his backup role, do you envision giving him the same amount of work, or is he going to be able to get enough work?
Well, I mean, I feel like I just answered that question, Ben. I mean, we have three guys to get ready, and we'll do the best we can to get all three of them ready. There's a priority order to it, but I mean, Garoppolo's one play away from, you know, being in a different situation. Brissett's one play away from being in a different situation. So you can't, I mean, it's like that on every position, but there's ways to work more than one player at some positions other than place kicker, punter, quarterback. But, you know, the position you can work, you know, you got two tackles out there on the field. You can, you know, you can work more people at those spots. It's harder to do a quarterback or those specialty positions. So do the best we can. They're all important. Every guy's important. We need to get them all ready, and we need to evaluate them all. So,
Bill, how did Brandon Cooks acclimate to this new situation here in the spring? And is there anything new you learned about him since he came to Baltimore?
Yeah, I learned a lot about him. Like all the guys that were, you know, we've never coached before that we had the opportunity to spend time with through the off-season program, and we, you know, learned a ton about all those guys. But, you know, they've had a spring. They've been through, you know, probably 75% of our installation. They've been through a number of practices and our training program and so forth. So, you know, it's time to get out there in training camp. Rookies, veterans, new players, old players, all, it's time for all of us to get out there and start playing and coaching football. That's what we do. So, see how it goes.
Final question. Bill, I ask you about David Harris. I mean, he's a veteran. He's played under a lot of systems, but he came into your system so late in the off-season program. What's the process for getting a guy like that up to speed so he's ready from day one?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge, although, you know, we've had this before. Different, but if you remember, I think it was, you know, 9 when we signed Ninkovich and, you know, guys like that coming right in before training camp. You know, one thing about David, though, he has a lot of experience. He's, as you said, played a lot of football and been in some different systems. We gave him a lot of information when we signed him that he's studied over the last, you know, 3-4 weeks. We were able to catch up on some of that in the last couple of days. And so, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how quickly it comes to him, or how quickly he's able to, you know, be comfortable with what we're doing. I think, you know, I think we'll be all right there. But there's definitely some work. But he's put in a lot of work. Coach Flores has as well, and just trying to, you know, get him as up to speed as we can at this point. But, you know, in a way, we're starting all over again in training camp, even though we did a lot in the spring, and that was important, and it certainly built a foundation. And he missed that, but, you know, we had other players that, you know, weren't able to practice in the spring. We've been through that before, even though they've been in our system. You know, in this case, we'll just have to play a little bit of a catch-up with him. But I think we have enough time to, you know, get reps on the field, get communication with his teammates, understand the various schemes and adjustments that we make, and you know, we'll just have to put in some extra work to try to do it. But, you know, he's a smart guy. He has a lot of experience. And he knows our division, you know, a lot of our opponents pretty well. Not that we're at that point yet, but, you know, when we do get to that point, he's, you know, pretty familiar. You know, we play the same schedule pretty much every year, with the exception of 2 games that, you know, the other division teams play. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that'll come up that'll be relevant, not the same, but at least he'll be able to relate to them. So, okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.